delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
They offered me the office, offered me the shop. They said I better take.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show on this Tuesday edition. By the way, I'm checking with Dr. Yonka on the side there. We're going to be able to publish this entire report. We'll figure out where to put this, probably at stevegruber.com. We'll publish this entire report so you can understand how the renewable portfolio standards affect you and your family, how it affects the state. How this push, this endless push for, an elimination of coal power and elimination, well, let's be honest. A lot of those on the left would like to turn the entire state into Mackinac Island. Horses and bicycles. Now, you think about that. Of course, it's tough to ride a bicycle behind a horse after at some point, if you get my meaning. And so that's what the left would like to do for us. No cars, no electricity. We'll all sing Kumbaya and wear tie-dyed T-shirts, and it'll all be great. Although it's a lot of nonsense. Still on the phone, Dr. Ryan Yonk, the study chief author of the Renewable Portfolio Standards for Michigan. First time it's been discussed anywhere is on the program here today. And Doctor, I appreciate you sharing this with our listeners here first. Again, $15.1 billion lost in 2013. That equates to $3,830 less per family. Non-farm employment declined by nearly 3%. RPS is also correlated with an increase of about 10% in the state's unemployment rate, equaling a job loss of nearly 25,000 people here in the state. I mean, why would anybody continue to pursue these sorts of programs if they're so financially devastating to the economy?
Well, Steve, I think a lot of that comes down to folks have a policy vision for what they want the world to look like, and often when we start talking about the politics and the policy world, we talk all about the benefits and how great a policy is going to be, but too often the costs are forgotten. In fact, this is a strategy that political economists have described for a long time of separating the costs from the benefits. And so all too often, we forget about the costs. We push them off to the side. And the costs are real of policies. And in this case, it's about $3,800 in income and foregone jobs of almost 24,000.
I think if you come back to Michigan a year from now, a year from today, you're going to find that the impact is a lot more significant. Michigan relies much more heavily than most states, than almost all states, in fact, when it comes to coal-fired power plants. Michigan is more reliant on coal-fired power plants than just about any place else, for whatever reason. It's the way it worked out. We're going to take 9 of those offline next year, 1.5 gigawatts. Now, the power companies say, well, it's not going to reflect anything more than about a 4% increase in your bill. I don't believe that. I don't see how that's even possible. New power plants are being built, of course, on the dime of consumers like myself. And rolling blackouts could become very common in Michigan as a result of this fool's errand. There's a fool's errand to run after this green rainbow or whatever it is we're pursuing. And I think the financial impact on Michigan is just beginning to be felt.
Yeah, it'll be, so these numbers were all done before the Clean Power Plant Rule, which you've been referring to, came into existence in terms of its final form. And certainly there'll be an interaction between this policy choice and that policy choice. And in fact, it's one of the things that over the next year we're planning to look at to try to understand what the impact of that policy choice is.
So I suppose as you continue to gather empirical evidence as to the impacts this has not only in Michigan but around the country, it doesn't seem to get much better. It just seems to get the news isn't any better, not here and not anywhere else. Is there any place you're finding that this is working for someone?
Well, so we haven't seen solid evidence of an RPS working well for anywhere. It's a policy choice that restricts consumer choice and is an example of the state dictating what should be going on. But there is there are positive policy things going on in this regard. A number of states have started the conversation about letting a free market in this electrical generation happen. Recently, Kansas repealed froze their portfolio standards to make to stop them from growing. The same is true in West Virginia. They've eliminated theirs. And discussions are happening in places like Ohio and North Carolina about how do they start to talk through this policy choice that they've made in the past and how do they start to move back to a greater free market. And so in that regard, there's some positive news, but not in the idea that government selecting winners and losers creates good outcomes. We have never seen evidence that the government is good at that. In fact, they tend to be very, very bad at it.
You know, I'm going to use an analogy I've used in the past. Basically, no matter who's in an argument, the lawyers win, right? No matter who's arguing, the lawyers always win. In this particular case, no matter what happens on the exchange back and forth, it seems that the taxpayers lose. You know, it's a similar example to me. No matter what happens in this green energy discussion, we pay more. We lose. No matter how you get around it. And it seems that we pay more money, more people are unemployed, the economy doesn't move as robustly as it should. Let's be honest. America moves on vast quantities of cheap energy. That's why America works, because it's a big place, a big piece of real estate, and we need a lot of energy to make it all work. Doctor, I'll give you 30 seconds for the last word.
Well, Steve, the last word would be policies like this, where you let government choose winners and losers, have costs. And policymakers and the public should be mindful that any claims that there are no costs to a policy should be viewed very skeptically. And that sort of skepticism will go a long way to helping Michigan and other places select better policies. And this particular policy in Michigan has real effects to the tune of $3,800 per household.
And we're going to go ahead and put this this study up at stevegruber.com. We're going to put it up so people can find it, Doctor, and they can share their thoughts and then read it for themselves and reflect upon it. But great information. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you sharing this first here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you very much.
All right. Dr. Ryan Yonk, everybody, the chief study author for Renewable Portfolio Standards in Michigan. We're going to put that up at stevegruber.com. I'll let you know when it's there. But again, $3,830 less per family, 25,000 people that don't have jobs as a result. There are real impacts in the real world. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday.